And Tiyom Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Nes Godol Nasab Lechem Aponim. There was a tremendous great nes that happened with Lechem Aponim. That Kisiduroi Kach Silukoi. The same way when they put Lechem Aponim in, it was fresh. And when they took it out off next Shabbos, 7 days later, it was just as fresh. There was a tremendous nes. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Losum Lechem Choyim Biyom Hilokoi. That the same day they took the bread away, it was just as hot as the day they put it there. So the kids said, they used to show the people who came to Eilat Regel, this nest that happened. So there was a time when they used to pick up the Shulchan. Since there was a time to pick up the Shulchan, therefore the Shulchan is Mekabotum.
Yeah.
Right. Fred Gemar, V'tepik Lei Mishum Tzipui. There's now a new kasha. Rashi says, the Mekabotum V'afilu Hu Oslanachas. Now the Gemara has asked the question, I don't care if it's a Kliyetz. True, a Kliyetz that's put set is not Makabel Tumah. But the Shulchan was a gold. It was Mitzupah with gold. He had gold covering it all over. So Meister should have a shame Kli Matkes now. And a metal Kli, even though it's put set, you don't move it around, still it's Makabel Tumah. So for the Gemara, you have the Tzipah, you have all the gold around the Shulchan. The Otanam would learn like this. Ha Shulchan v'hadufki. If you have a shulchan, a regular table, and a dufke is like a folding chair. Shenifchasu, they broke, but they're not usable right now. So first the shulchan is makabel tumah to kli. Now that it became broke, it depends if it can still be used or not. Or else, another case is, or shechifun b'shayish, that you had the shulchan, and you covered it up with marble. V'shayibem mokam hanochas koisos. And you left over from the original shulchan, the original wood, one mokon, the little small place that you still put cups on it. The lachar is tummy. Still called the first kli is still here, and the kli is tummy. So Rashi says, shechifam b'shayish, teshuv evik kli avonim, shem mekabum tumma. Marble is called like rock, that rock is not mekabum tumma. So what you did here is, you have this table, and this is not the case that the table broke. You have a good table, but you covered it up with marble. So if you would have covered up the whole table with marble, mashma would not be mekabel tumah. This is the raya that the marble, what you covered up, is the yikr. So marble is not mekabel tumah. But here it says, if you left over one small place on the table, that you could still put kaisa's cups there, it's still called a table, and still mekabel tumah. Tell me. If you have Yehudu Raima, no, you have to leave over more. Mokam anochas hachatichos. You have to be able to leave over some pieces of bread there also. That's what it's telling me. But mashma, if you didn't leave over this much, but you covered up the whole table with marble, the table will not be makabel tumah anymore. So Rashi says that's a kal v'chomer. Madach to covering it up. You say it lekula, for sure by the shulchan, you should say it lechumra. That even though the wood by itself should not be makabel tumah, but we know the shulchan was made out of gold, it was mitzupah gold. But since there's gold all around the shulchan, it should be called the golden kli. And gold is called matkes, it has a shame metal on it. So therefore, the kli should be makabel tumah. So what's your question here? Why is the shulchan makabel tumah? It's also lenachas. So what? It's a kli matches. The chitayim, maybe you want to tell me no. I'll tell you, shani atzei shitim de chashivi. The wood that they used to make the shulchan was very, very choshev a wood. So since it's so choshev lebatli, even though you put gold on the outside of the shulchan, maybe the gold does not become, the gold becomes bottled to the wood. It's still called a wooden kli. So the Mara says, "Ha nichla Resh Lakish." That would be good according to Resh Lakish Shita. The Yoma that says, "Loi shanu ella bekli ach salgim haboyum dinas hayom." When do we say if you put this marble around the wood? It's mevatel the wood. It takes away the shame wood. That's only an ach salgim regular wood. That comes from dinas hayom. So regular wood, then we say the main thing is the tzipui, what you put on top of it. Abo bekli mesamin. If you have very choshev a smooth wood. Choshiva wood, loibatli, then we say this marble does not become a the ikr, but rather the marble is like bottle to the wood, and the wood is still the ikr. So then sharper, then we understand our original kasha. The chura, the shulchan, was made out of atzei shitim, very choshiva wood, so even though you have gold around it, the gold is like bottle to the wood, the ikr is still the wood. Ela le Reb Yechon, but according to Reb Yechon and Shita, to Yoma that says, even though the wood is very choshev, even though you have very choshev wood, still we say it's bottle, still we say that the gold becomes the ikar. So, Michael Amema, what can you say then? Even though the wood is very choshev wood, so what? The gold is still the ikar here. So Mela, if the gold is the yikur, so what's the kasha? Why is the makabel tuma? Gold and kli is makabel tuma. The chitemi, maybe you want to tell me a teichil like this. Kan betzipui oimed, kan betzipui shein oimed. When did we say the lacha before that the main thing is the tzipui is the covering? That's where the covering is attached well to the shulchan. Like the marble won't fall off it anymore. It's attached well. When it's attached well, then we say the yikur is the tzipui. Therefore, before the yikur would be the marble. But maybe here by the shulchan it's not attached so well, so maybe the yikur is still the wood, not so much the gold around it. Rashi says, Loshonu, Hodik Toni Tzipuyev Mevatloi. That that we say, if you put the marble around the table, it loses the shame wood. It's not called table, it's called marble. Elabiatzi Agmosim Shenem No, tzipoy sheno oimid, sheno mechuzik mesumarim yafam, where the tzipoy is not attached well. V'tiyom adu demik teshlav oimidu. Maybe this is the chilek. So when the tzipoy is attached well, then the yikar is the tzipoy. But when it's not attached well, and maybe by the shulchan the gold was not attached well, maybe then the yikar is still the wood, and not the gold. So Gemara says, so boy minei reshlokish minab yechinim. Gemara says, no, we have your shlokas, you have to shalas from Rabbi Yechinen. B'tzipui oimeid, oi b'tzitz v'shein oimeid. What type of a tzipa are we talking about there, that if you put the marble around the table, the yikur is the marble, not the table? Is it only by a tzipa that's fastened well, that stays? Or even with a tzipa, the marble is not fastened well? B'choyfes levazovzov, oi b'shein choyfes levazovov. Does it have to cover up the rim also, or not? The rim doesn't matter. The Yomala answers back like this. It doesn't make enough gemina how fast and how tight this covering is onto the wood. It doesn't make a difference if it covers the rim or it doesn't cover the rim. When you have a tzipa covering over the wood, the tzipa becomes the main thing. So before, even though it was a wooden clay that should be mekabel tuma, but now that you put marble around it, marble is a stone that's not mekabel tuma. So same thing in the Beis Hamikdash. Now that we have gold around the shulchan, the shulchan should get a shem like a golden clay, which is called the clay matris, which should be mekabel tuma. So back shver, what was the Ogemar's kasha? How is the clay the shulchan mekabel tuma? Pshit, it's called the golden clay. So where it says, Elishani Shulchan, I tell you, no, the Shulchan is different. Elishani Shulchan, the Rachmona Kar Yates. The Shulchan is different. Even though truly you have gold around it, the Yikr is not the gold, it doesn't lose the shame wood. It's still called the wooden kli. Because the Torah, Apostle Yecheskel, calls it wood. The Apostle says, HaMizbeach Eitz, the Mizbeach of Eitz was Sholosh Amis Gevoya, V'Arkoi Shtayim Amis. Or mikzayis of loy, and the corners are also in this cheshbin for arkoi v'kirayis of eitz. Vayedabri alai, he says, spoke to me. Zeh shulchan shel lefnei Hashem. This is the shulchan that's lefnei Hashem. So here you see the same passage starts off talking about the mizbeach eitz, and then it says the shulchan also is called eitz. Mashma, the shulchan is also called eitz. So now the Gemara dashins posach b'mizbeach. The posach starts off calling the mizbeach eitz here. V'sayim b'shulchan, and it ends off talking about the shulchan. But the eitz is good. We see it's called eitz. But stamets akasha, why does the pasuk change around from the mizbeach to the shulchan? So Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish, the Yarmur Tevayu, they both say like this. The Yarmur Tevayu, that bizman she beis hamikdash kayim. Bizman there was a beis hamikdash, mizbeach mechaper al odom. When a person did an avera, he went to the beis hamikdash, brought a korban. The korban was mechaper on you. That was your kapara. Mashenkin achshav bizman azir, that we don't have the beis hamikdash, Ishulchanoi shelodim mechaper alov. Yeshulchan is mechaper for you. So Rashi b'achnosas orchim. That's that you have a table, you invite guests over, you do chesed with your table. So the fact you do gemilas chasadim, you do chesed with your table, that's mechaper for you. So that's why the same pasuk starts off talking about the mizbeach and ends off talking about the shulchan. So the shulchan here means it reads the shulchan of the mizbeach and the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash. But I call upon him, it means to medama, a regular shulchan that we have, to the mizbeach. So I call upon him, that's the teretz, that the pasuk is mashma, clearly the shulchan is always called eitz. So even though here it's covered up with gold, it's still called eitz. Similarly, we had a kasha before, how come it's mekabel tuma? It's mekabel tuma because the Torah says, shulchan ator, mashma, there's such a thing as a shulchan atomei. But the question was, why? So Teretz says, the shulchan is called metalto. They used to pick up the shulchan. But when it came the regal time, during Yom Tov, they used to pick up the shulchan to show the people outside, the other regal, the nest that's going on with the lechem upon him. Therefore, even as the Kli Yetzer, and his Matatlas moved around, therefore would be Mekabel Tumah. So the Moravaita. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim Shev HaMikdash Yesh Lem Shniim. All the different Kelim they have in the Beis HaMikdash, so you always had duplicates, they had a second and third one also. Just in case the first one became Tumah, they had a second one. Chutz from the Mizbech HaNechoshes, the Mizbech HaZov, the Mizbech was never Mekabel Tumah. So the more Mizbech HaNechoshes, how do we know? So outside Mizbech Men Ha Kapor, they receive Mizbech HaDomah Tasali. You make the Mizbech HaDomah for me. Mashem, it's called HaDomah. And Adam is not Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, it's good why the Mizbech HaNechoshes is not Mekabel Tumah. Mizbech HaZov, what about the inside Mizbech, the golden one that they made the Keteris on? The Yechzir, the Pasuk says, It says the Pasuk, the Menorah and the Mizbechos, the two Mizbech. Mashma Iskosh Mizbechos Zelazer. There's the Ekish, one Mizbech to the other one. The Torah, one place, calls them like both Mizbechos. So Mashma, just like the Mizbech HaNechoshes, the Torah calls it Adoma, the Stam Mekabel Tumah, who are in the Mizbech HaPnim. The one made out of gold also has a Shem Adoma to it, that's a Gzeras HaKosiv, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Right, then, the Chama Maimrim, Mifnei Shem Etzupin. The Chama, at the end of the Mishnah says, Tchur, the argue on Reblezer. Reblezer says the Mizbech is not Mekabel Tumah. The Chama say, no, Mifnei Shem Etzupin. No, they're covered up. So Mar says, what do the Chama mean to say? They mean to say that the reason why they're not Mekabel Tumah is because they're Metzupin. That's the way Lam Shana Mishnah. Reb Lezer says, why is it not Mekabel Tumah? Because the Mizbech is called Adama. It's driven to the ground. It's Karka. And Chum say, no, you know why it's not Mekabel Tumah? Because it's Metzupah. It's coated with either copper or with gold. For the Gemara Adarabah, just the opposite. Kiva the Metzupin, you know, since they're coated with gold or with copper, it's called a metal. Metamu. That's the reason for careful why the Mizbeach should be Mekabel Tumah. It's called like a Kli Matchas then. How could a Chum, the Pashto learn the Chum is like a green thread blazer, just saying another reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah. So that's not a reason. If it's coated with copper and with gold, for sure it should be Mekabel Tumah. So Mar Zayin HaChanami, Eima V'Chachomim Metamim. Eina HaChanami, learn Pshan the Mishnah, the Chum are arguing. The Chum are Mechulik on the blazer. The Chum say Eina HaChanami Metamim. That the Mizbeach is Metame. You know why? Because Mifnei Shem Metzupin. Because the Maaseh, there's gold covering it, or there's copper covering it. It's called a Kli Matchis. Therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah. That's Pshat the Chachamim. V'Boyisema, another Teretz is like this. V'Boyisema, Rabbonim, the Reb Lezer Kamri. The Rabbonim are talking back to Reb Lezer. Say like this. My Daitcha, like, why do you have to come on to a new reason? You Reb Lezer. Why do you have to say a reason why the Mizbech is not Mekabel Tumah? The reason why you have to have this new reason is because Mishum de Metzupin. Because the whole sense is covered up with gold or with copper, really it should be a clear to Mekabel Tumah. So you have to have the Gzeras HaKosev that says Mizbech HaDomah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Chum is saying back, Mifta Bota Tzifui in Gabayu. The Chum is saying back, no, you don't need that reason. The Tzipu itself is bottled to the Mizbech. The Ikar is the Mizbech. The Rashi says, my daitcha, the alphas time of midikarin and adama, why do you rebels need a posik? That's called adama. Holav hochi temeyim, if it wouldn't be for this new posik, that the Mizbech is called like adama, you would say it's tomei, afagav the oslo nachas, even though the Mizbech is also put in one place steady, not to move around, so the churet, the kli, eats, it should not be makamatum anyway. So why do you have to have a posik for? Mivnei shem etzupin. As you, Rabbi Elazar Shita, is that after Kli itself, since it's coated with gold or with copper, I would say now I get the shame Kli Matris. That should be Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar has to explain to us how come it's not Mekabel Tumah? Only because the Torah calls it Mizbech Adam. So that's what Rabbana is saying back. Rabbana now is like explaining Rabbi Elazar. The Chum reminds me of Mifnei Shem Etzupin. That the Chum are explaining Rabbi Elazar. Why does Reb Lezer need a reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah? Ay, lechur, it's pashut not Mekabel Tumah. It's a Kli Yetzer, asur l'nachas. The Teretz says, no, since it's Metzupah, since it's coated with gold, really it should be called a golden Kli, and it should be Mekabel Tumah. That's why Reb Lezer needs a new Svara to say it's called a Kli Adam. Fight, Amar Reb Avua, Amar Reb Lezer, Talmud Chocham Ein Or Shal Gehenim Shaletes Ben. A person that's a Talmud Chochem, he should know, in Gehenim, the fire won't bother you. ain't or shogenim shletes ben, that the fire of Gehenim can't burn, can't harm a Talmud Chochem. How does he know this? Kal v'choymer mi salmandro. Ava kal v'choymer from this salmandro. That is, Rashi says, that's the min chayi, Rashi says, chayi hanivras min or. It's a type of a chayi creature that's created from the fire. If you have fire burning in one place for 7 straight years, then you'll have this masamdura that will come out. So you have a kavachoyma from a salamandura. The what? Oma salamdura. She told us eshi. It comes out from the fire. It's created from fire. Hasach midoma. Ein or shaletus boy. If somebody smears the blood of this salamandura on him, fire won't harm you. It's Talmud Chacham. That his whole body is cold like Eish. The pasuk says, "Haloi cold koy devorai keish du mashem." That a Talmud Chochem that learns Torah is cold like fire. The lachas kama v'kama that the fire won't bother him. So, the Talmud Chochem himself is doing the fire of Eish of Gehenim won't bother him. And Amar Shlokish has a bigger chiddush. Amar Shlokish ain or shal Gehenim shaletes bepoishi Yisrael. The fire of Gehenim won't even burn up Rishoyim or Pesha Yisrael. People that are regular Yisrael, that does Averis, still the fire of Gehenim won't be shell, it won't harm you. What does that mean? Kal v'choymer mizbeach hazov. I have a kal v'choymer from the mizbeach hazov, the golden mizbeach. Now, ma mizbeach hazov? Ma duch the golden mizbeach? Sheinolo velakuvei diner zov. You now think the gold was a very thin layer of gold. It's kuvei diner zov, very thick layer. Trashi dove muit lechosa zova denasa boynes. It was a very small amount of gold that was on top of the wood of the mizbeach hazov. Now kam shonim ein or shletes boy. That in how many years the mizbeach was called on the Beis Hamikdash was kayim? They used to say they have fire on it, and the fire was burning and burning there, and it didn't go through this little dinner worth of zov. The gold protected it that the fire cannot get through to the wood. Is poisha Yisroel? Is even Yisroel the Duaveris? Shemalaya mitzvahs, but a co-part of Mavad, they did some mitzvahs also. Kerimoin, they have full mitzvahs like a pomegranate. The Yechsil, the Pasuk says, Kefelach harimoin rakosech. Like an open rimoin is rakosech your temples like. Is we dashin al tikri rakosecho, don't dashin your temples, el rekonim shebuch. It means even the empty people of Klai Yisroel, still they're full of mitzvahs like a rimoin. Even though you do normal, even though it does averis, but a koponim is normally you does mitzvahs also. Had to be through a lifetime you did mitzvahs. Since you did mitzvahs, as alachas kama v'kamam, that these mitzvahs should protect you. And male, the mitzvahs will protect even a regular yid, that the yosher genim won't be shelot upon him. The Toysa says like this. Toysa says, Poshe Yisrael ein orsher genim. Nero li, tela b'poshe Yisrael begufim. We're not talking about the Jews that do averis with their guf. So the Armina of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Poshi Yisroel begufo on Gehenim kolom, vein einim kolom. That even though Gehenim will burn and will end sometime, they'll never be finished. Mashma Poshi Yisroel begufo on those big averis, they'll be burnt in Gehenim. Ela b'poshi k'tzas kome. Here we're talking about you do a little amount of averis, not such big averis. V'mishim demasik lu avrom l'kulay, chutz mi berle akusis. The other Gemara says that Avram Avinu stands by the Pesach Shogehenim and he pulls you out. As long as you weren't boil akusis, as long as you didn't boil ashiksa, or losa, because the Armin of Reish Reisa Pasin, the Gemara in Ervin says. So Mela, since like Avram Avinu was there by the Gehenim, taking the people out, that's Pshan al Gemara also, Pershi Yisroel, is Ein Or Shogehenim Shletas Bim. Could be they feel the Yor, but a koponim is not burnt up totally there, because Avram Avinu takes you out. To the Armin of Seif Azov, Hakel Yordim v'Yoylim Chutz Mishloisha. Even though everybody goes down and they come up, only 3 don't come up. La v'Gehenim Haris. Not talking about the real Gehenim over there. Hele b'Mokyim Achal Lidun means they go down to have a din Torah over there. Hein Yordim v'Yafa Nidun liachas Shnei Mosa Chodesh Oylin. Even people that are Nidun for 12 months, then they come up. V'Yenidim Yosim Mishana Tamima. Person's din. That's why you say Kaddish Nuzi for a year. A din is only usually the most for 12 months. But Mashma, it's not called you going down to Tip Kehenim, going down to another Mokum over there. But vice versa, whatever this means, in the Orosh Gehenim itself is not really sure completely, even over there, the Poshi Yisrael, because since they have mitzvahs, what Tosfos says, Avraham Avinu was there to save them. Tay says, "V'tanchumi yei shoye Moshe tamer al zeh." Moshe was wondered about this. The yevshishlo yisarif eitz, like you only have a thin layer of gold on top of the wood, so shouldn't you be afraid? Maybe the fire will burn through the gold. The yomalei amokim kach darki beish shel mala. That's the way the eish shel mala is. Eish oichlo eish v'yena mechala k'zichsiv asnein en uchel. The Mizbech Azov, always the fire came down from the Mala. The fire Shalamala doesn't eat up. It burns, but it doesn't eat up. Therefore, even though there's a small amount of gold on top of the Mizbeach, the fire never ruined it. Yehadin Alecha Chayimah Makodesh Likla Masechta Chagigah. Yehadin Alecha Chayimah Makodesh Likla Masechta Chagigah. Yehadin Alecha Chayimah Makodesh Likla Masechta Chagigah.